Okay, here we go. Rick, what's your title with the telethon?
I am this year's president for the 2024 Iroquois Falls Christmas Telethon. Long name, Bill Harkins, Eugene Ricard, Santa Claus Fund.
Right. You're also kind of like the technical director?
I share the job with a couple of other people. And usually it's my job to try to make things work before we show up for the event to ensure all the equipment is functional.
Yeah,
it doesn't always work out the plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because that always works. Barb, what's your title?
I guess I'd be the stage manager, eh, Rick?
Yeah, you're entertainment director, stage manager. We wear a couple of different hats there, Barb.
Entertainment producer, perhaps. Hey, I worked.
I don't know that I'm producing. I'm just asking them to show up.
I worked in TV for 28 years, and we were big on titles like that. So, okay, Barb, let's start with you. Who have you got lined up for the entertainment portion of the proceedings?
Okay, well, we have a really full roster. We have we're kind of dividing the evening into three sections. I find that works really well. Lots of Step and Sound is going to do some various acts with their dancers in the first part, and then we'll have that broken up in between with some single acts of some singers, and then we're going to take the grand piano out. And Julius Fry and Amy Krakana are going to do some playing for us. They're highly skilled. Amy is new to the area. She was from the Timmins area. But she's playing something that, to me, when I hear it, it sounds like Chopin. It's really beautiful. She's quite talented. And then we have Mr. Bill. I don't know if you've heard of him, from the Kanawha area. He's a retired music therapist. He and Jeff Fry are going to do some music, really entertaining. Then we've got some locals, Nancy Lisnick, Alain Fillion, Jig Jaguer, John Shea and Mario Prue, Troy Clancy, got Corey Whistle, Jesse Joseph. We've got Grindstone, Kyle Byron, Lee Holmes and Mike Burton. So that's a flashback to Hurt and Mike and Leon Bass that they're going to be playing. And some more too. So it's a really, 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 really full roster, and I'm really excited about the quality of the playing. We've got Colby Porter. He was a new one last year. Showed up at the back door of the stage with a guitar and said, "I saw it on computer, and I just have to be part of this. This is amazing what you're doing. It's helping so many people." And I had taught him when he was in grade 4, I think, and was really surprised to see him show up. And he came in, and I thought, I don't know what we're going to hear. And he sat down and just wowed us. He's got a huge talent. So he's going to be playing too. So a really good lineup.
Yeah, you're making new traditions with some of those. But that one block that you mentioned, that is traditional. Some of those people have been playing since before the first. Jig Jaguer, for instance, used to come up to Timmins for the Iroquois Falls portion of the evening.
Right.
So we're talking well over 40 years.
Yeah, and it's awesome to see people coming back. They just, it's so good of them to give their time. You know, they've got some really talented people that are saying, yeah, I'm going to step up and give what I've got to help make this happen. So
it's a lot of fun for them, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Nancy Lisnick's another one who's been doing it since the days when they had to travel to Timmins. Okay, good. So, Rick, it's in the auditorium again. And I know you want to pack the auditorium, but there are people, I know, being a relative of the Harkins family, there are members of our family spread out all over the country, if not the world, who want to see it. And that, too, is possible.
You betcha. We're going to be live streaming through our YouTube channel, Bob. And we do have a Facebook page as well. So what we tend to do is post the link to our Facebook channel on YouTube channel on Facebook. Although Facebook does funny little things to us, if they even get a whiff of a possible musical copyright infringement, they remove the link. Considering we're pretty well doing mostly Christmas carols, it kind of makes you wonder. But if people were to go even just Google us, Iroquois Falls Christmas Telethon or Bill Harkins, Eugene Ricard, Christmas Telethon, YouTube, they'll find us. We've had the channels in existence for many years now. Google does know how to find us, and they'll find us and they'll have the streams there. They'll be able to, as usual, as they're watching, they'll be able to chat and interact with other watchers and people at the auditorium themselves.
And they'll get details on how to contribute money, I mean, the fund. Yeah.
You betcha. We will again have a couple of pledge lines, phone numbers. Actually, I know them now. 705-231-0044 and 231-0055. And also, and increasingly, folks will be able to use CanadaHelps.org. CanadaHelps.org is a wonderful platform. Essentially, they can find us on the platform again and make a donation online, and they get an instant receipt. So they're not having to wait for us to send them their receipt in the new year. They get it right away, and it's a wonderful tool. They'll also be able to send us e-transfers, and we're hoping to facilitate and expedite that a little bit this year as well.
Okay. Before I forget, the date and time, please, Barb. Or either one.
November 30th, and from 5 until 9, although we might spill over a little bit longer. Sometimes we do a bit of video toward the end as well. So like some flashes from the past, a little look back.
Telethon.
I think
classics.
We can easily go to 9:30. I think we can easily
I think with the people we have, we could easily go well past midnight. Yeah. Have to put a cap on it.
Yeah, and I know from past experience that you get a couple acts and they're back in the green room and they start jamming. Next thing you know, they're on stage doing it, right? That's
exactly.
Big part of the fun. Barb, do you know anything about some of the other events that are going on? There's something going on in the cafeteria?
Yes.
And go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So we are going to work together with, Connie LeBrecht is kind of heading this up. We're running a Christmas market at the same time. So vendors are coming in and they're going to rent a table, and it's booked, absolutely booked. And so it's going to be, I think it's the only evening Christmas market, and it might be the last one even in Iroquois Falls. I'm not sure before Christmas. Most of them are winding down. Yeah. So that's going to be happening. And a lot of those vendors have said that they will donate something for door prizes. We like to run door prizes so that right through the evening, so people that are there are going to be able to, to claim a little prize, maybe get a deal on something at the vendors. We also, I'm working on getting, I'd like to have a photographer set up, maybe. So I'm just looking. So if there's somebody that hears this and wants to approach me, we're looking for someone who would have their own setup that they could come in and do that. We thought that would be a nice thing to run to bring people in and participate in that. We're going to run a kids' corner. I'm just working the details out from that, and a place where kids can just do some coloring and play in that, and then a visit from Santa at some point. We're hoping that the bearded gentleman will pop in. And so those are the things that I know of. But I think there's something about a toy drive, and Rick maybe knows more about that. That's being run in conjunction with this.
Rick?
Yep. Catching me a little bit by surprise there, Barb. But yes, I do understand that the OPP, OPP Auxiliary are doing a toy drive. It's coincidental with the bargain shop chain national effort. I wish I could tell you the exact date. I'll email it to you, Bob, afterwards.
Okay.
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 That's going to be working. What they do is they collect food, toys, and cash donations. And the cash is split between the food bank and the telethon. The toys go to the telethon, and possibly there could be a little bit of residual going to the food bank as well. And the food obviously goes to the food bank. So everybody gets help, what they need to do their best to help people out at the time of the year. And it's my understanding that there is also a union. Again, I'll send you the information separately, Bob. that is also going to be doing a toy drive, and they will be supporting the Telethon as well. So we're getting help in spades from different aspects.
Okay, one more question before I let you go. Well, at least one more. Back to the Telethon itself. Who's hosting this year?
Yes, we have gotten and our host that we had last year, so Natalie Carrier and Guy Harold. They hosted last year for us. Guy's hosted in the past a few times, like years ago, as has Natalie. They joined the forces and hosted last year, and we're pleased, very pleased to announce that they're going to be hosting our 2024 events as well this year.
Okay, I got to go soon. I want to let you two go. So just quickly, anything else you want to add, Barb?
I'd like to add that the Christmas market is, it's the table rentals are going toward the Stratford Fund for the Stratford trip for the school, just kind of an aside thing. So just that. I also want to say that the Telethon is best served up live, that the I'd really like to see more people in that auditorium listening to the music, because often there are there can be technical glitches. I know last year Rick got a piece of equipment and just it was working great, and then last minute there was something with it. There's, you know, there's always the potential for something, and you miss out on the feeling of community, I think, when you watch it at home. So if it's great that it's available for people who can't be there, but for people in Iroquois Falls, if you can be there, be there. Because I'll tell you, standing in there, that auditorium, sitting there, listening to that live music, just fill the place, is an awesome experience, an awesome feeling of community. And to be part of that is something that everybody should be.
Okay, Rick, anything else?
Bob, thank you for covering this, and I just want to mention that we're so pleased to have Barb's assistance with all of this. She's really kicked the Telethon as a multiple things going on type event into high gear. We really, really are grateful for her assistance. And I concur with Barb that it is best taken in live. We do our best to stream. There's always little technical glitches when you only take the equipment out once a year, hook it up and hope for the best. These things happen. So we ask for folks for their understanding and forgiveness. We're all volunteers. There's only one professional, that's Rick Westbrook, who takes care of the sound, and we patch into his sound panel. But the rest of us, we're all volunteers. And as is Barb as well. So thank you, Barb, and thank you, Bob.
Okay, now I was talking about traditions a while ago, and as good as traditions are, it can start to get a little bit stale after several years. So it is really nice to see Barb coming in with new initiatives, and Connie and whoever else. So I appreciate that. And again, on behalf of the Harkins family, and kind, there is kind of a connection to the Ricard family too. My grandparents bought his house on Laurier Avenue way back in the 30s. When they moved to the town site, they sold their house to Mr. Ricard. That's what. That's small world and all that. Okay, thank you both.